Christmas is the time of hope that says we're not hoping in something that has never happened. We're hoping for what has already been done to be effective in our own lives.
This is Family Policy Matters Focus on Faith Edition with Thomas Graham, Pastor Outreach Director for NC Family. Join us once a month as Pastor Graham shines some light on the intersection between our Christian faith and engaging our culture.
Thank you for joining us this Christmas week for a special Focus on Faith edition of Family Policy Matters. Today, I am excited to have as my guest a wonderful man who has dedicated his life to proclaiming the joy of being made in the image and likeness of God, which seems particularly appropriate for this holiday celebrating the incarnation of our Lord. Damon Owens is the founder and executive director of Joy2Be. Joy2Be is a teaching ministry that utilizes new methods and zeal to make Jesus Christ and the joy found in His truth and love known through a variety of public and social media outreaches and activities. Damon Owens, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you on the show today, sir.
What a privilege for me, Tom. Thank you so much. God bless you.
If you would, explore with us a little bit this idea that family is the universal human experience. And let's talk, if you don't mind, about how that plays into why family is so widely studied and debated and ultimately central to society.
Oh, I'd love to. My heart is here. God has put such a zeal on this. And, you know, this isn't something that we have to convince ourselves of. Every one of us comes from a family. And, you know, in a secular sense, we speak about function and dysfunction in our family because we're a culture that values what we do. But what if we valued who we are? You know, this coming to know that I am worthy to be loved for who I am, not for what I do, that others are willing and capable of loving me to the way that I need and desire. You know, those are relational things that aren't about function and effectiveness. They're really affective. They're relational. They're sensed in love. So if you ask the question, we're all from families. We all need to know whether we're worthy to be loved and whether others are capable and willing and loving me. That's a human thing. I haven't said anything about Christ yet. But that human need, right, is affirmed in our faith. So the Christian faith is, we say in our theology, that it's always a grace of God that builds on nature. So to be supernatural, God is not to be other. It builds up in our experience. So grace always builds on nature. And the nature of the human person is that we're deeply relational. We come to know who we are through these intimate relationships. We're literally born inside of another person. We're conceived inside. We're born from. That was the fruit of the union of two unique and unrepeatable persons. And as a third person, uniquely and unrepeatably created as the fruit of the union of the other two, we don't even know who we are at the moment we're born. We look and gaze into our mother's eyes for our what? Our identity. This is the gaze of a child who can only see literally from the breast to the mother's eyes. The sight can't go any further, any wider. Because all we need as human beings is to know that we exist and that we matter and that we're worthy to be loved. And this identity that gets poured in through relationship is as natural as can be. And it circle grows. The circle from mother to child grows to father to child in building the relationship. It's taken from the mother and the father in this reality of what's possible in terms of love and communion and life. And it grows to siblings and neighbors and friends and church and community and nation and world. So if we look at it through relational lens, the family is the primordial, literally the first order place where the human person comes to know who he is. And we come to know who we are through these relationships of love. So now we look at the supernatural. What is it that the Christian faith, what's the Christian proposal that says it doesn't just begin in the natural? The Christian proposal is that the Holy Spirit is the author and giver of life, that somehow we cooperate, that God has allowed us to cooperate with this incredible, life-giving, cosmic reality that who he is, that our union in the natural is an invitation and a call to God himself to come into us.
Yes, indeed. Now, I know a lot of your presentations focus on the the interwoven nature of a theology of family, a theology of love, and a theology of the body, it sounds to me like you've pretty well got a perfect image in your mind of how all of that integrates and functions. Could you give us just a little taste of what those three theologies are and how they are so intimately connected?
Absolutely. You know, we need categories, you know, just for our own minds. But realities often are less categorized and they're more integrated. So when we speak about distinct theologies, they're all studies of God, but they're faith-seeking understanding. So how do we look at it through a theology of love? Well, a theology of love begins with the truth about who God is, that He is Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and that love, in that sense, is a self gift. We have three distinct divine persons in such communion that they're love. That's what I can do in a nutshell with the Trinity. But we're made in the image and likeness of God, male and female. And He created us male and female so that as these body persons formed directly by God, but now given and endowed with the Spirit of God by His own breath, we're this body-soul mixture, this composite, not a mixture, a composite, such that what we do with our bodies is what we do with ourselves. And being made from love, this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in such communion that they're one, and being children of God, male and female, we also have the kapok, the capacity to live in love, expressed as communion. And that call to communion is not just emotional, it's not just psychological, it's not just physical. It is all of these things that make us a human person. We can literally enter into communion so fully with another that we become something that cannot exist on our own. That's the truth about God is Trinity. That's the truth about who we are as image and likeness. That's the truth about love, that the ultimate expression of love is this free, total, faithful, and fruitful self-gift lived as communion. Which helps us understand why marriage is the bookend of the Bible, from the beginning to the end, why the family as the fruit of marriage allows us to expand this life-giving call with God. That's a theology of the body, helping us see a theology of love, and recognizing the family as the place where these two are interwoven.
Damon, that's just beautiful.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Now, Damon, you and your wife have a beautiful personal story of openness to life that has resulted in a very full house with 7 daughters and 1 son, both biological and adopted, including a particularly interesting connection to North Carolina. Could you share that with our listeners today?
I'd love to. God gave us these beautiful 6 girls in a row, no twins, just a beautiful unveiling from 1996 all the way to 2005. And we experienced for the first time in our marriage a real crisis of infertility. And it's a beautiful other story of suffering, but recognition and presence of God. But in that time, He put on our hearts something Melanie and I had talked about even back when we were dating in 1992 of adoption. And very timidly, very afraid, even after all those years of ministry and building the family, we were afraid of the idea of adoption. It just frightened us. It's hard enough raising our own children. And there's something comforting about recognizing even the flaws and the quirks of ourselves in our children. It's challenging, but you recognize it. But to take someone else's child and not knowing their background, not knowing their own temperaments, it was just outside of our bubble, our comfort zone. And God stretched us and He called us out. And we said, you know what, let's just at least find out more. So a beautiful long story, very short. We connected with Bethany Christian Services, a beautiful Christian adoption agency. And after almost 17 months of waiting and angst for a birth mother to choose us for her child, we got a call from Winston-Salem.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Yeah, so there was a North Carolina connection and a beautiful young woman in a very terrible crisis situation. God redeemed all of us. And through that beautiful gift, my daughter Olivia came to us through adoption. And it to say that it's changed our family is an understatement. But God wasn't done with us, because within 12 months, the agency called us back, and by a surprise turn of events, my son Nathan came to us in 2010. So we have two beautiful children through adoption that has just changed the way, has changed our family for such a grace. And they're my daughter. It's my son. It's my daughter. The only time I talk about it is when I'm doing interviews or speaking. Otherwise, it's just a way for us to really see how connected we are with each other, and to be more provocative, how connected we are with you know, our sexual behavior, and that we have a responsibility to each other to raise these children that the Holy Spirit has called into existence if someone else cannot do it.
Damon, in talking about family life, you have reflected on, well, the various seasons of, or flavors, if you will, of suffering, hardship, difficulty. What scriptures come to mind that have given you a cause for hope or for perseverance during those particularly difficult and or trying seasons?
Well, as far as overall books, the book of Ephesians has been such a guidance for me for these years. But I got to tell you, the one I really need, that uplifting reminder of what I'm doing and why I'm in the middle of suffering, it's John. And in particular, John chapter 15, verse 11, when our Lord seems to summarize everything, all the law, all the commandments. And he says, I have told you all these things so that my joy might be yours, and that your joy might be complete. I mean, that's not just an uplifting bumper sticker. Think of the entire faith is for the purpose of joy. And until we've achieved and exceeded joy, then we are in process. And that has uplifted me, including, you know, joy to be, as the center part of our mission is to proclaim everything with joy, for joy. Otherwise, why are we doing this?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. Now, Damon, as we reflect on the incarnation during this Christmas season, how ought the gift of God's only Son impact our own perspective on the gift of life? Comment about that as we begin now to draw this interview to a close. Would you please?
Oh, my goodness. You know, the Christmas season, the Christmas day, the celebration, the solemnity that we hold so high in our faith is such a time of hope. Christmas is the time of hope that says we're not hoping in something that has never happened. We're not hoping in something that has never been seen or done before. We're hoping for what has already been done to be effective in our own lives, to be present for us, to reach us in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our failures, in the midst of our brokenness, and for us to look and see what God has already done, and saying what Mary had said 9 months earlier, let it be done unto me according to your word. And it was. That's the celebration.
That is the celebration. And boy, have you really nailed it big time, Damon. I have enjoyed our conversation so much, but we are about out of time. But Damon, I'm sure many of our listeners today have really taken note of the many things that you have shared and would like to probably get to know you better. Where can our listeners go to learn more about Joy to Be and your good work there? Where can they go online?
I'd be honored to have your listeners visit us at Joy to Be, JOYTOB, as in theology of the body, JOYTOB.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and things like that. But the website will really help you to see this great mission of ours to bring joy to marriage and family, to help us recognize that the joy to be a man and the joy to be a woman is rooted in our joy to be loved as sons and daughters of God our Father. And what does that mean for your family? What does that mean for your life? That's the mission of Joy to Be, and I'd be honored to share in that with your listeners.
Wonderful, wonderful, Damon. Well, listen, brother, thank you so very much for being with us on Family Policy Matters today and for your commitment to showing and spreading the joy of Christ in our world. It's so desperately needed. Carry on, and God bless, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bless you, brother.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, Focus on Faith Edition, a production of NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.